Friday, March 29th. I just sent out my March newsletter of the Dot monthly newsletter that I put out every month. Just a collection of random things from the internet that I think are cool or fun or funny. You know, five or six posts, videos, whatever. Quote here and there, a contemplation, maybe a video of somebody rapping, or, you know, some stuff like that that I think is interesting or cool. And I actually build this one as my worst one ever. I've done 15. I started January of 2018, and I do it every month. So if you do some quick math, that's March is 15. And I said, I think this is my worst one ever. And I don't know exactly why. You know, there's no metric here that I'm analyzing it by. It's just a gut feeling as I was putting it together that, like, something about it, my heart, my little love was not fully in it, which is a little disappointing, but I still think it's pretty good. And, like, somebody who maybe hasn't seen it or hasn't looked in a while, they'll look through it and they'll be like, oh, here are two of the five articles or videos are awesome. So, like, that's good enough for most viewers, especially today's overwhelm, of content that's out there. So I'm not saying it sucks, but what I added in my little note to start the newsletter was, yes, it's my worst, but getting something out that's just good is still better than waiting to get something out that's perfect. Like, the idea is, as they say in the startup world, minimal viable product, the MVP, like, just ship it out the door, get it out. If your product is perfect, then it's already a failure. It can't be. Like, you need to just get it out there, get it in people's hands, and move on to the next thing, because you probably have a lot of shit to do if you're an adult in this day and age, especially with kids and a job and whatnot and responsibilities. So part of my point was, yeah, it's my worst one ever, but it's still pretty decent and it's good enough, and I think some people will like it. So send it. Rather than spend all weekend trying to, like, find one article replacement that's even better or whatever, like, all right, I'll do it next month. And next month will be a little better than this month. And, you know, the idea is just get that thing out the door, because otherwise you will stress yourself out freaking about every little detail. And perfection is the enemy of progress. Have a good weekend.